going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Trina, what do you feel you're getting with TJ?
TJ, a guy with obviously plays D-tackle, probably a 3-tech first, inside rush. For us, kind of, he can play one. I would say his primary is three, so he'd go 3-1. But, you know, we like the idea of adding another inside rusher, another guy to pair with Ed on clear passing downs. But, you know, we could still play him at one if we wanted to. I would just say position one would be a 3-tech.
What made the decision for deciding you needed to trade?
Yeah, you just inside rush. I mean, any rush, Jay, but an inside rush, just looking at our board, the value we had on him, it's just we had a really good grade on him and just felt like it's only so – he wasn't going to get to us, so we were just checking around and trying to find a spot. And we liked that one in the sense that we could not go too far and not get, be able to get this third that we just used on Landon. Yeah, I mean, again, best football player. And that's just – it's harder to find inside rush than a two-down nose. Those are easier to find. Those guys, you can go in free agency now and find those. Guys with inside rush, you just – if you go down the pecking order of what D-tackles make, those guys up top, they know how to rush. You know, try to do research, check around. You know, we kind of had a feeling some of those names that would go early that did and that were not, you know, D linemen, but you knew at some point it's going to trigger back to it. And again, a guy with inside rush we just didn't feel would last very long. We didn't know that it would last that long. You don't know. We did not want to, you know, to go all the way up to the round, we would have had to lose both twos with nothing left. We still had a lot of good value on the board and still do, but this made a lot of sense to go get a guy we had a really good grade on and be able to get this third round that we just got landing with. Yeah, very excited. High character, DNA, a longer, athletic dude, a lot of sacks, went against a lot of premium talent. You know, in the SEC and had a lot of production, obviously athletically tested very well. You know, I would say even tested better than I would have maybe even said, but this guy is smart. He knows how to rush. He has feel in there. He's not just an athletic guy. Like, he knows when the quarterback's stepping up. He just got feel, instincts, awareness. He's tough. He's a dog. He's everything we want in a DNA of a D lineman.
What do you think about with your offense cycle youth into defense for not just for the long term, but also the short term?
Yeah, John, we did feel we needed to get younger in some areas on defense, and so we hoped to do that. Couldn't tell you it would be with the first three picks. I felt like the way we were set up with the one and the two twos, I felt going in two of those, just the way our board was set, we'd be able to get defense. And, you know, after we made the trade up, I was like, okay, we got two defense. You know, we're still just going to stick with the board. And Landon was truly the highest player on our board. You know,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
I know it's not intentional necessarily, but three defenders all from the SEC.
Yeah.
Can you kind of just speak to getting guys who played at that level of competition all of the first three picks?
Yeah, I mean, how can you not respect the SEC and their track record? A lot of talent, you know, every year, every draft, a lot of premium players. It's not that that's the only league, but it's pretty loaded division. And again, when you're talking about TJ, I've seen TJ live three or four times the last 2 years. He stands out on tape. His athleticism, his size, his the way he uses his length. He's kind of he's got the moves of a basketball player inside. Like he's got feel, and he grew up playing basketball, but he picked up football later. He's just a naturally gifted athlete with power. Still growing, still ascending. I think there's a lot in there that we think we can get him with pro coaching, and you know, I think he's got a nice high ceiling. We got to get him in here and get him into our program, but excited to be able to land him in the second round.
You also had length with these two defensive linemen. You spoke about getting, like Sean did too, at the end of the season press conference. How important was it to get some length?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't. That's nothing you can teach your coach. You got it or you don't. It's not an end-all, be-all, but it's a great starting point, especially with guys that already these are two very football-smart players, both of these guys we added today. Instinctual, feel, understanding, knowing what the offensive player is trying to do. And that's half the battle sometimes is knowing what to expect so that you have your counters ready to roll. Well, I think if you could probably go back, Matt, and listen to about any press conference that Sean and I have ever had of talking about the importance of how to build a team, you know, you got to have a quarterback, and then after that it starts up front. And we're always trying to look for ways to do that on both sides of the ball. And so I think if you look back, we've spent a decent amount of capital, whether it's in free agency or the draft, on both sides of the ball. And I haven't found anything that's changed my mind from that. We got to protect Josh Allen, and we've got to stop the run and get after the opposing quarterback.
Would you agree that Landon Jackson, he played wide, but he did spend a fair amount of snaps at 4-I inside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Yeah, I think he's got a versatile skill set. I really do. I don't know that we would necessarily rush him inside, but I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he's going to play more as definitely a base end for us. And I agree with you. You just see him, you know, sometimes this is a projection business. We talk about it all the time. Sometimes you're projecting level of comp, how someone played him. Pro scouting is easier because you see him play against other pro players. This guy was playing against guys that are already in the NFL or are just drafted, you know, this weekend. And so it's an easier projection to me to see Landon Jackson going to the NFL than maybe some other players or positions.
You know, Sanders and Ogunjobi can play both, but his best spot is three tech. You don't have, at the moment, a backup to Daquan whose best position is one tech.
Yeah, I do think Dwayne Carter can do it. I do think I wouldn't rule that out for him. And I think that was asked the other day, like, where would he go in the rotation? And part of that is, well, what do we add this weekend? If we added a two down nose, we're probably going to play him more at the three. So at this point, the way it's slated, we'd probably position one him over to one. And that's what we like, versatility, guys that can do both, just like we talk about on the offensive line, not a one hole player. Dwayne's one of those guys, wherever we put him, he's going to make the most of it.
Landon,
Nielsen this offseason. How much of a fingerprint did he have on scouting?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ryan, Marcus West, Jason Rebovich, Coach Rebs, all those guys, they've done a great job. A lot of these guys went on the road and worked some of these guys out, spent time with them, obviously doing Zooms. But I would give all three of those guys credit. Bobby Babich spent a lot of time. You know, we met, went through guys all the way back to free agency. We watched a ton of guys together, talked about what they bring, whether it was athletic ability, speed, power, all the things that you're looking for. And so to get the guys we've been able to add today, there's a lot of excitement upstairs.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've played a lot of good football around here, John. I think people always remember a game here, a game there that didn't go well. But we've played a lot of good football, a lot of good defense. We've just been in, you know, sometimes you have transition, you know, age at certain positions, things like that, positions that didn't work out. But, yeah, I'm excited to add the three players we've added so far. We've still got more picks. We'll see where they go, some offense, some defense. But, yeah, I think it's exciting where we're at. Of what we've added. And again, hopefully when I'm up here tomorrow, I feel like we've added something else, either on offense or defense. Yeah, I mean, he's an impeccable kid, and we've did a lot of research. Yeah, I think all teams were aware of the Title IX thing. That was fully investigated by the school. There's everything out. It was, I mean, he even volunteered to do a polygraph and had notes. It was one of those where there was zero information saying that this actually happened to what the accusation was. And just like anything in this world, Catherine, like you can't just take someone's accountants and think that's the truth. But yes, we fully investigated that. If there was anything to that, he wouldn't have been invited to the combine, he was at the draft last night. No, every person you talk to at Kentucky, teammates, staff there, plus what we've done, I would say this is a heck of a young man. Every person you ask. So, you know, that's unfortunate when you things like that are attached to someone's name. And in this case, it doesn't seem to be anything there. That's a good. How would you say submission? Is that what do you say? You guys are writers. Yeah, a surmisal. Get back to me tomorrow on that. Yes, we're done. Well, I got that seventh, so.
Brandon, one more quick thing about the one tech you said, looking at it, you know, potentially in free agency after the draft. Would that be a position you'd still consider tomorrow if the right guy was there, a backup two down, one technique?
If he's a good player, yes. We're sticking to the board. We feel good with where we're at. We feel like we've hit some positions that we had value meet needs. At this point, we're truly just best players on the board. So if it's a two down nose, we'll take it. If it's another rusher, I wouldn't turn it down. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.